This Sunday night, look up. There'll be a total lunar eclipse. It'll last until early Monday. You can see it from all across North America. It's being called a super blood wolf moon. Astronomer Dean Regas is at the Cincinnati Observatory, and that weird name, is that kind of the lunar eclipse equivalent of clickbait, Dean, or does it describe what the moon's actually going to be looking like?
That's catchy, isn't it? I don't know who came up with that. Not an astronomer, but yeah, the super blood wolf moon. Let's just call it what it is. It's a lunar eclipse, and that is awesome in itself when the moon goes into the shadow of the Earth. I can't wait for Sunday night.
So where'd the blood part come from? Is anything going to be red?
The moon does turn some eerie shades. Red is one of them, but you never know what kind of color that you're going to get during the totality. It could be grayish, ashy gray, orange, tangerine, or maybe even blood red. But boy, if blood moon gets people to look at it, we'll go with it.
Is a supermoon noticeably bigger than a regular full moon?
Well, so then we add that on top of it. The moon will be slightly closer to Earth than normal, and so it might look a little bit bigger. It's a little brighter than normal right when the eclipse starts. And the big thing is the timing on this. This is Sunday night, not Monday, so definitely want to check it out then.
What time, roughly?
Pretty much it's the same moon for everybody. That's what's so cool is if you're on the East Coast or West Coast, you're going to see it at about the exact same time. 10:33 p.m. For Eastern Standard Time, that's when the shadow of the Earth will start to appear on the moon. Totality happens from 11:41 p.m. to 12:43 a.m., Monday morning, and that's when it turns all the different colors.
But during that time, and that sounds like a fair amount of time to be watching totality, what's actually happening?
Yeah, so this isn't like the solar eclipse. It only lasts a few minutes. This one will last over an hour. And what's happening is, yeah, the sun, Earth, and moon are perfectly lined up, and sunlight is coming through our atmosphere, bouncing off of our upper atmosphere and bending onto the moon, and that's what gives it that orangish color. It's like you're looking at all the sunrises and sunsets on Earth, but they're projected onto the moon.
And kind of in the bigger picture, remind us, fifth grade astronomy, what is going on?
Well, yeah, this is alignment of the heavens, and it's very rare to get all three of those bodies, the sun, Earth, and moon, lined up like this. In the United States, we only see it about every 2 years or so, because the moon goes around the Earth at such a distance and at such an angle that we can't get everything always lined up. So this is what's so special about this. And even better than that, it's visible to the naked eye, visible from coast to coast. This is something that everybody should look up and see.
The super blood wolf moon coming Sunday night. Dean Regas is an astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Keep looking up.